today's bulletin, brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. Trade Minister Dan Tehan has expressed disappointment over the downward spiral in diplomatic relations with China. Beijing has indefinitely suspended all contact under the China-Australia Strategic Economic Dialogue. It is the latest move in a long-running feud and will make already strained diplomatic relations even harder to repair. Mr. Tehan told the ABC Australia wants to repair the relationship.
The best way that we can work through our differences with China is to sit down and talk about them, work through them, so that we each understand where we're coming from. So this is obviously disappointing, but we'll continue to say to China that we want to sit down and talk.
The Prime Minister has confirmed that repatriation flights from India will resume on May 15, but has yet to confirm what will happen with commercial flights. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
After a meeting of the National Security Committee, Prime Minister Scott Morrison isn't budging on flights resuming for Australians stranded in India.
There will be no change to the biosecurity orders that we have put in place, which were put in place to run till the 15th of May.
He says this is based on medical advice and the pause is working to ensure the number of COVID-19 cases doesn't overwhelm the quarantine system. There are around 8,000 Australians in India who have indicated they would like to come home. 900 of those are considered vulnerable. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
New South Wales has recorded no new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. This means the missing link between an infected returned traveller and a couple in the eastern suburbs is still not yet known. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's pleased with the state of the current outbreak. And health authorities in Western Australia will not enforce a ban on unvaccinated workers in hotel quarantine due to come into effect next week. Last month, the WA Health Department announced hotel quarantine workers, including security, cleaners, medical staff and police, must be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 from May 10th to continue working. But now it says workers who have had only one of the two doses will still be allowed to work. A plastic bag shortage is limiting the world's ability to make vaccines. A particular single-use plastic bag is used to line large metal reaction vessels in the first step of vaccine production. There is no correlation between the ban of single-use plastics in many parts of the world and the shortage, as the process requires a different type of plastic. Dr. Archer Fox from the University of Western Australia told the ABC the problem is disproportionately affecting developing countries or companies making vaccines for these nations.
The US and Europe, they do not have this short supply. So this seems to be something that is disproportionately affecting, for example, the Indian manufacturers, which is why it is such a critical problem right now.
Ex-NRL star and convicted sex offender Jared Hayne has given notice he intends to appeal his imprisonment on sexual assault charges. Hayne's legal team has lodged a notice of intention to appeal in the New South Wales Supreme Court. The ex-Parramatta player was sentenced to at least 3 years and 8 months in jail and a maximum of 5 years and 9 months. District Court Judge Helen Syme said Hayne had to be jailed because non-consensual sexual intercourse was an extreme form of violence.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
Good afternoon. This is Matthew Caruana here on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Matt here on this rainy / sunny Friday afternoon. It doesn't know what it wants to do, I think, Mario. It's been all over the place right now. It was raining on the way here and outside it was sunny as I came in. We're currently sitting at 21 degrees and today's going to look like we're going to have possible showers later on. We've already had some. We're top of 22 today. Tomorrow, Saturday, it's going to be a top of 25, mostly sunny, and 22 on tops on Sunday. Looking like it's going to be a good weekend.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
In Rosebery, Southern Cross Drive, just past Todman Avenue, there's been a breakdown of a car. One southbound lane closed. you guys might want to exercise caution and reduce your speed in Eastern Creek on the M4 motorway at the M7 on ramp. There's been a truck crash, eastbound traffic affected. Exercise caution, allow extra travel time there. And in Mount Victoria, Great Western Highway between Victoria Falls Road and Harley Avenue, there's been a hazard, a landslip. Exercise caution, expect delays, and allow extra travel time. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt here on this Friday afternoon, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Mario, how are you today?
Not bad, Matt, yourself?
Good, thank you.
You just say it very well. You know, it's sunny, it's a rainy, it's a sunny, it's a rainy, but the thing is we are nice and dry in the studio. And I'd like to welcome everybody who's listening, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And with us we have today in the studio two amazing guests. They're magicians, but everybody in different way. One is a real magician. Second one, it's a magic in a different sense, Matt. But I'll let you to talk more to our person, first guest. Sue, welcome to studio.
Thank you, Mario, for
and,
having me.
And Liam, thank you for coming today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. The both guests today, they're happy to share their journey with all of you. And I'd like to say thank you to all listeners for support. Thank you for being with us every Friday 12 to 2 p.m. It's time to take a short break, Matt. We take some music now, and then we introduce our guest, and you're going to enjoy the true magic. One is a real magician. You're listening to Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt.
Alive 90.5.
Like
24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1800 009 292.
Station sponsor.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
It's no big deal. When Nan's lawn gets long, you roll up your sleeves and mow it. Helping people's just what we do. So what would you do if they needed blood? One in three people you meet, know and care about will need a life-saving blood donation in their lifetime. One in three. With a donor centre near you, it's quicker and easier than you might think. So please roll up your sleeves and give blood. Find out more at donateblood.com.au or call Red Cross Blood Service on 13 95 96.
Alive 90.5, this is your sound, your community, Business Insights with Mario and Matt. We're currently sitting at 13 minutes past 12, and our first guest is sitting right next to me. I'm extremely excited to start sharing. Sue Campbell-Ross, how are you today?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
It's great to hear. Guys, Sue is the manager at Able2, a values-based social enterprise supporting over 150 young people living with a disability and their families, active in and around the Blue Mountains. Sue, yeah. I'm curious. Firstly, what led you to, and what inspired you also to work in this field with the young people with disabilities?
I was a counsellor, a youth counsellor, working with youth and family services, and then found that a lot of the young people that I was counselling were kids perhaps on the autism spectrum or kids with disabilities. And so when an opportunity came for me to work in a crisis team where we were supporting families in crisis where there's a child with a disability, I took that opportunity to take that job, and so that started my career in disability and understanding the joys and the challenges that face families and young people with a disability. So, and it's kind of just gone from there, you know?
Yeah, wow. And you mentioned the challenges they face. You must see a lot of that, considering you see a wide array of different situations and circumstances within your clients. Would that be correct in saying?
Yeah, we do. And you know, one person's challenges is another person's everyday life. So I wouldn't really see situations as challenges, but just more life and how can we make life easier, more inclusive, happier.
Yeah. At Able2, how do you guys make people's lives happier, easier? I'm curious.
I think the basis of a good life, well, certainly a good life for everyone is completely different. But generally, it comes down to four few core ingredients, and that is family, community, being connected, managing well with your circumstances, whatever they may be. So we try and support that by having programs where young people can connect where young people can experience life, feel inclusive, feel connected to their communities, feel like they've got mates, well, make friends, all those kinds of things.
That's amazing, because I've seen also your different programs. You have Grit, you have Crush, you have all hangout sessions. You just have all these different programs. That's just brushing the surface, though. I understand you have a wide array of them. So, and just out of curiosity, and like, which one of them would you say is like the start, the introduction? When people come to Able To, what's their first step?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's people come for a variety of different reasons, different kind of reasons, and wanting a variety of different programs. So, you know, someone may approach us because their young person needs support with social skills, and or, you know, perhaps they're very socially isolated, perhaps they're experiencing a lot of bullying and isolation at school. Then we would suggest a program where we provide social skills support. So it's called Be Social. It's based on a program called Social Thinking. So it's helping kids to think socially and to be able to feel more confident to socialise and be with others. And then we may suggest to them to be part of a hangout group, which is just a social group that kids just hang. They eat food, they listen, do a bit of doof-doof, they, you know, they play pool. It's just a great place for kids who would normally feel isolated and disconnected from their community of young people to come together and hang. So there's that. There's the Grit, for which is Grit is girls, a girls group, and so for a lot of the girls, they felt that the hangout groups were a little bit rowdy. So they prefer the Grit group. So we've also have a program which we call Outdoor Explore, which is taking kids out into the bush one day a week for a whole school day, but they go out on a series of graduated challenges. So starting with a bush walk at the beginning of term, ending up with canyoning at the end of the term. And so what they do is they make friends. They learn that they braver than they thought, that they could do things they never thought they could do, that they're actually really good at certain things, and that they can problem solve. And it's the Outdoor Explore program is such a great program, particularly for kids who now have been going to OT and speeches and psychs for, you know, much of their junior schooling, and now not wanting to engage anymore with therapy. They don't realise that what they're doing is therapy, and they go along and they love it.
Yeah, such a range of indoor outdoor activities, therapies, and so sessions. It's I've never come across outdoor therapy like as an adventure therapy. That's
incredible. It's fantastic.
What has been the overall, how I say it, the results when you in the young people that you work with? In these individuals with disabilities, what do they look like after they experience some of these hangout sessions, some of these outdoor activities? I'm curious.
Look, I think I think bush adventure therapy, and that's certainly an area that we're really expanding on and training our staff and working with, is especially in the Blue Mountains, when we've got, you know, our backyard is
you're in just the best place for it.
I know. So we find bush adventure therapy is for kids who don't want to be in a counselling room. They're kids with autism or with other intellectual disabilities who find expressing themselves really, really, really hard. Being in the outdoors without having someone sit in the other chair staring at you, asking you questions or expecting something from you. As they're walking, they're talking, then they're doing experiences that we're then able to leverage into the rest of their lives. So let's say the kids abseil down a 16-metre cliff. Then afterwards we will say to them, you know, who do you know that's done this? Well, nobody. Nobody that I know has done this. So what's it say about you? It says I'm really brave. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't abseil 16 metres. That was too scary for me. But you did it, you know. So what does it mean? What means I could try new things? I can do more. So all the time you're leveraging the experience. You're leveraging the comfort that they feel in the bush environment, and you just the therapists are working very hard, but the kids don't see that. They just kind of going along for the ride, and so bush adventure therapy is an incredible modality. Yeah,
that's beautiful. That's beautiful. You must see such beautiful moments. I'm honestly in awe of you already, Sue. Guys, this is a Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Here to take you on a short break. We'll be back with you soon.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
If it's meant to be. Meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
Alive 90.5.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On lynnsfineneedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 and patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads, and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enroll now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around Show every Thursday at noon.
25 minutes past 12 here on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community business insights with Mario and Matt. Here we're talking with Sue Campbell-Ross, a very, very, very powerful manager at Able2, a disability support service based in the Blue Mountains and areas around it. Sue, we've been talking a little bit about Able To, but now let's get into you as an individual. I'm very curious and have a lot of questions about that, the topic in general. Firstly, you mentioned you were a youth counsellor. Just very briefly, we brushed over that. Firstly, what inspired that? Why?
Golly, I don't know.
Did you forget what you need to say?
Well, it's such a big question. I think, Matt, a lot of times opportunities come along in life and they may be not things you were thinking of before, but you end up looking at the opportunity and thinking, oh, yeah, I'll do that. So I was working as a counsellor and then moved to the Blue Mountains, and I saw an advert for a job in as a youth adolescent and family counsellor in Penrith, and so that's what started it. Really, I started as a adolescent family counsellor in a youth service in Penrith.
Because what you do comes from such a place of, it's so genuine. Comes from the heart, and I mean, I can see it in how you talk about it. You're very passionate, and you're very, I can see, immersed by it, and it's beautiful to see. Where does that passion come from? Where does that love for it?
Matt, I just love people. I love people's stories. I love talking to people and, you know, just as you were saying earlier, knowing their story, their background. I love young people. I love, you know, those grunty teenage boys. I love that. Because underneath it, there's always just this little super soft, marshmallowy boy. So I often, through my career, have pinched myself. I cannot believe I'm here doing this, that I'm paid for it. I still feel like that now, and I felt like it 10, 15 years ago. So I'm just doing what I love, and I think passion comes along when you're doing what you love.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I could not agree more. And it's something that I personally, and I'm very passionate about this myself, is seeing young people and them not immersing themselves in what they love and what is like most fulfilling to them, yet they settle for something less, something that they're told they're good at, something that they're told they should do by someone else who thinks they know them better than they do.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yep, it makes total sense to me. I find it an absolute... Oh, I mean, no, it sounds like such a cliche. I know. It is a cliche. I do find it a privilege to walk alongside people and for someone to let me walk alongside them and be able to hear them. And I mean, I think for me, the kind of the thing that absolutely gives me a buzz is when someone feels heard by me. And I can't solve their problems. I can't really do much. They've got to solve their problems, but I can hear them and I can listen and I can walk alongside them. But that gives me the biggest buzz.
Do you mind if I ask you, what does it mean to you to be able to walk beside someone, to be able to hear them out, to be able to listen to them? What does that mean to you?
Oh, it just gives me a sense of worth and value, I suppose. And I think we're all looking for meaning. We're all looking for meaning in life. And this gives me meaning. I like to live a meaningful life. And just here I am doing this, and how lucky am I? So... yeah, I don't know how to answer that, Matt.
that's okay, that's perfect. I can hear it in your voice how genuine you are and how much it actually means to you. I don't know about you, Mario, but I can feel that, and it's well, yeah, it's very beautiful.
I just want to ask you one question. What's your business philosophy?
My business philosophy is just respect for self and respect for others. I feel my business philosophy probably mirrors my professional philosophy, and that's just based in deep ethical roots. And is what I'm doing right? Is it fair? Is it respectful?
That's a very good answer. But let's go a little bit more on the harder side. In your biography, it says that you travel on a small yacht from England to Australia called Tintin. Can you just guide us through this one, Captain Nemo traveling, or chasing Moby Dicks, you know, whatever it is, you know, I mean, follow the stars. When, how, and what? How was the feeling?
We were living in England. We had already put in our immigration visa, for our immigration visa to Australia.
Yeah.
And my husband, who is the sailor in the family, I had never before been on a yacht, so this was quite a new experience for me. He said, let's step off the world for a little while. And I said, great idea. And he said, let's buy a yacht and sail to Australia. I thought, oh, okay, not such a great idea. But I've got this...
Just the two of you, right?
No, and three children.
Wow.
So our oldest, when we left, our oldest was 9, our second oldest was 6, and our little one was just turned 2.
Yeah.
So, of course, now I look at 2-year-olds and I think, what was I thinking? Look at that little thing. But at the time, it seemed like a really good thing to do. But mostly, Mario, I've got such terrible FOMO.
I'll be afraid as well to sit on a yacht from England to Australia.
I thought if I said to my husband no, would I for the rest of my life think, I wish we'd done that? So I thought.
So how was the sailing start? Smooth and nice from. Where did you.
Mario, we went out into the most terrible seas across the English Channel.
Oh my God.
And I was very, very sick. Because when my husband first suggested it, I said to him, what if I'm seasick? And he said, you're never sick on ferries. I said,
that's something
yeah.
different. That's a little bit different than ferries.
I'm never sick on ferries. But I tell you what, I was sick on every single crossing that we made.
Was it bumpy?
No, just that one was bumpy. A lot crossing the Pacific Ocean was like a lake. You know, there was... We were drifting. We drifted across the Pacific.
How long took you? Obviously through Suez, right? You're going through the Suez?
We went through Panama. So, yeah. We came through the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Panama Canal, Pacific.
Ah, okay, that way.
You must have been scared on the boat for so long, sailing, and out of what was going through your mind?
You know, I don't know what was going through my mind. I just thought it kind of sounded like it would be amazing. And it was amazing. It was amazing. I did get very anxious before the big crossings, before crossing the Atlantic Ocean and before crossing the Pacific Ocean. But, once you've kind of started, you kind of got to keep going.
That's it, right? So, it's a big commitment. Once you say yes, so it's yes.
I wasn't really scared. My husband's very capable, and I suppose because I hadn't really sailed much before then, I didn't really know what to expect. So,
Just took a step into the unknown.
I just took a step into the unknown, yeah.
It's amazing, yeah. The unknowns, I believe, where everything beautiful unfolds. But guys, it's 25-1 here on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Here to take you on a quick short break. Coming up next is Armin van Buuren with Strong Ones.
Alive 90.5.
Fire, but we can do better, we can do better, same fire.
speed. Let's just sit in silence. Every heartbeat makes it feel just like we run straight through fire. But we can do better, we can do better. Save our lost time, cause we can do
minutes to one here on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Mario, what a conversation it's been so far.
Was an interesting conversation, but I have a question for Liam, our second guest. You know, we're talking in a break. So before I introduce you, like, you heard a Sue story, sailing from England to Australia. Would you go and sit on some yacht called Tintin and just sail from England to Australia?
I mean, absolutely. If I knew the skipper knew what they were doing, that sounds really
if
fun.
If you knew what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not stupid. You know, like if someone's like, hey, I'm going to sail tomorrow.
I've look at my face. Before. I say like, okay, I'm the skipper. I'll pop in. Let's go to Australia.
Well, no, if you were the skipper, I wouldn't go. No.
That's
but if Sue's husband was the skipper, then definitely.
Yeah,
you know, he's done it once before. He knows what he's doing.
That's it.
So how long took you? Maybe I misheard. How long took you guys to come from you say that Caribbean, the Panama Channel and everything else. How long exactly? How many days or weeks or months or years?
It took us 22 months.
Excuse me?
22 months. But we weren't sailing all the time. You know, you'd be sailing to a place and then you'd stay there for you know, a couple of days or so. And then, you know, and in that process, you're meeting people, you're meeting local people, you're meeting other sailors and sailing families. And so each place you go to, you're kind of meeting up with old friends and meeting new friends.
Oh, that's a good one. I do have the, you know, another question before I pass to Matt. You love what you do and you're part of the community, but you move from South Africa, obviously, to England. Why would you move from South Africa to England?
Fortunately, I never had to make that decision to leave South Africa because I don't think I ever would have been able to leave my family.
Interesting.
But my husband and I got married and we went to England to travel and work and travel and work. And so we did. We got jobs and we worked and then we bought a camper van and we drove around Europe in a camper van and we came back and we sold the camper van and then we went backpacking in Greece and we came back and each time we would get temp jobs in London, you know. And then one of my husband's temp jobs turned into this incredible opportunity, a long-term opportunity. So we decided, yeah, okay, we'll give it a couple of years. Well, 10 years later, we were still in England and we had three children. So, you know, it was at that point that my husband came to Australia for a conference and stayed with friends in Sydney.
Yeah.
And he came back from that and he said, Sue, I want to raise my children in Australia. So I said, oh, really? All right.
so what's the best part for all this traveling for you? What's the best part, creating the memories or meeting the people? Because it's travel extensive. Same for you, Liam Goss question. What is the best part of traveling?
The best part of traveling for me is going to new places, meeting new people, seeing new things, new cultures.
Interesting.
All of
Liam?
It.
Yeah, I think pretty much the same as what Sue said. Yeah. I would add, I really like the journey. I mean, the plane trip's a bit boring, but getting there, getting around, you know, yeah. like and I feel like, I don't know, you always experience things that you didn't expect to and find out little nuggets of gold on those journeys and of course the food.
And the food, yeah. That's the food, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
the food for me, like, yeah, so.
That's what I like it most about traveling on the food. So in that respect, so when you help young people, you know, what's the type of the feelings you have when you help somebody? How do you feel personally? How the sushi feels when you help somebody?
Mostly, I feel like I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm doing my job. You know, I think that the fact that I also feel good about what I'm doing is a great byproduct. But at the end of the day, I'm doing my job. I go to work and do my job.
Six is tough. What was your biggest obstacle in starting business?
Just doing it. It's just like, you know, sailing from England to Australia. The big part is selling your house, selling your stuff, packing it up and going. That's the hard part, is taking the step. And it's the same with starting a business, I find. It was just saying, we're going to do it.
So what drove you to make that step, to say, let's do it?
Oh, look, it was a whole lot of circumstances at the time. But we knew we had a good team. We knew we had we had great services and great products to offer. And so kind of where we were, the board, the organisation had decided they weren't going to continue with disability with the NDIS. So our program was going to be closed down anyway, so we decided, well, let's just do it ourselves. And so we ummed and ahed, and then eventually just thought, nah, let's do it.
There's nothing like saying yes to something that you're so passionate about, something that your heart says, oh, there's a need for this, and I want to do it. And
that's right. That's right. And I think that also, sometimes you think, I'll give it a go, and if it doesn't work, at least I'll know I've tried, and I can then go and get a job and kind of do something else. But I want to give this a red hot go first.
Of course, there's nothing like regret, right? Something you didn't do, something you did, and usually people don't regret the things they did. And so you guys now support over 150 people.
No, it's more like 400 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
You need to update your website.
I know. I was thinking that when you read it, I thought, oh, shucks, am I going to get on that website?
So tell me, when you first started out, you didn't have 400, obviously. How many did you have when you first started out?
About 100, probably.
Oh, about 100. Okay. And how did you grow and expand your impact through supporting more people? How did you grow that number?
Just provide service and provide as good service as you can provide. And you know, and there are times that I'm sure we drop the ball. I'm sure sometimes you know, I'm sure that not everyone is 100% satisfied, but we go to work every day, all of us, and this is just a shout out to my team, because I'm sure they're all sitting there in the office listening.
You can share with them you're going to do the pay rise. You told us it's going to be pay rise, and Liam's going to come charge a half price for his magician. So, but you both are doing not the same job. It's not the same job whatsoever. But you both put in a smile on the faces of the people you're working with. And that's the most important thing. It is, I think, the compassion and the gratitude you be showing through your line of work and Liam, through his line of work, which Alice is going to introduce Liam in the next 10 minutes, because he's going to share some different views on our life and how he makes other people happy. But so, before we wind up our show, it's a not-for-profit, right? So how does non-for-profit actually functioning? What's the challenges you have as a non-profit organization?
Look, I think the the challenges are very similar to any other business, you know, and that is that our margins are really, really thin.
Mm.
You know, every month we aim for the black.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get a bit of red, but it's just, I think the challenges are that your margins are thin, and mm. and you're trying to do the best you can with what you've got. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, any more questions, Matt, for your end, or we take a short break then?
Take a short break, I think, yeah. It's that time. It's 13 minutes to 1, guys, here on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Take you on a short break.
So, 1 p.m. is 5.
You are listening to Alive 90.5. Serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
Term 2 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College, and they currently have a special double discounts promotion on eligible courses, which includes languages, leisure and lifestyle, computer skills, business and work skills. They also offer various nationally accredited courses fee-free. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government. Ready to rock and roll? Call the Parramatta College on 9687 2072. That's 9687 2072. Visit parramattacollege.edu.au for further information. T's and C's and eligibility criteria applies. Station sponsor.
Hi, it's Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Did you know you can extend your swimming season, reduce maintenance and chemicals with a pool roller and blanket from Dural Pool Shop? An extensive range of pool blankets, including Daisy Pool Covers, Australia's favourite pool cover, is available to view on our website, duralpoolshop.com.au. Or call me or one of our team on 9651 4799. With the current restrictions, why not enjoy your pool longer?
A proud station sponsor.
I was born in the 80s with that summertime love, then changed the whole game. Like, what have I done? Out the gutter I come to touch the bright sun, and from the highest heights, motherfucker, I jump free in the sky of belief. I can fly, ain't no telling what they're selling, man. They're sheep in disguise. Keep this in mind, I keep on my grind. I can do it anywhere I want to do it, and I'll sleep when I die. Explosive, ferocious, get up, get down, that showbiz. Power to the people that have freedom in their focus. I hope this helps you when you're under the thumb, when you feel like nothing can save you, when you feel like jumping the gun. Stop, relax, and remember, even in the worst weather, you'll find a way across it. There'll be brighter days, honest. So get up, get out, and get something that's on the real. Forget what you were taught and show these people how you feel. Like, who are you to tell me how to live my life? My life. 'Cause I won't give this up. These are my shoes, my view, my cue to say I do give up. And pretty soon I'm a bloomin', it'll be alright. Every day's another chance to ignite. 'Cause I'm addicted, I'm addicted, I'm addicted to this universal feeling called life.
Guidance is internal. Guidance is internal. For the field.
Yeah. Since a fetus, explored life's subtle secrets. From my fingertips to my unique double helix, I can see history, I can see the past lessons. It's your right, never be afraid to ask questions. How can every religion claim to be the only one? How can they preach love yet fight each other holding guns? I think the golden sun might be able to shed some light. I'd rather push peace and knowledge to defend our rights. These leaders in suits tell us to fight for one side. You think they got their sons and daughters on the front line? Not down for war, but down to get an education. We're all equal, yet they push synthetic separation. But in this matrix, I won't be failing to make it. This is my cosmos, baby, space sailing with Sagan. I heard it's not where you're from, it's where you're carving your view. I heard you don't have to wear a suit to argue the truth. And so,
who are you to tell me how to live my life? My life. 'Cause I won't give this up. These are my shoes, my view, my cue to say I do give up. And pretty soon I'm a blooming, it'll be alright. Every day's another chance to ignite. 'Cause I'm addicted, I'm addicted, I'm addicted to this universal feeling called life.
Reaching a maximum dynamic pressure now. Yeah, they finally gave me a window to look out. Visual is go today. And ignition.
They spoon feed, but I won't be taking that sedative, cause my thoughts are way too precious to waste on the negative. I keep them critical yet positive to break the chains. Every dawn is a new chance to make a change. Think about all the energy swirling all around us. We project it, we get affected, this is profound stuff. Earth is my garden and I grew from it. I pay the youth homage cause I know their views honest. Can you read between the lines of the news comments? Fighting over land just to take some fuel from it. I guess oil boils down to some cool profits. So war, what is it good for? Really, who wants it? Like,
who are you to tell me how to live my life? My life. Cause I won't give this up. These are my shoes, my view, my cue to say I do give up. Oh, and pretty soon I'm a bloomin', it'll be alright. Every day's another chance to ignite. Cause I'm addicted. Uh-oh. I'm addicted. Uh-oh. I'm addicted to this universal feeling called life.
We're through the region of maximum dynamic pressure. Yeah, they finally gave me a window to look out.
Alive 90.5.
This is Alive 90.5, your sound, your community, business insights with Mario and Matt here at 7 minutes to 1. And we've been talking with the lovely Sue Campbell Ross, about to introduce our second guest in the second hour, the very, very, very amazing Liam Power. But Sue, I've got a question. So you mentioned earlier that you used to work quite a lot with young people with intellectual disabilities. At Able 2, do you work specifically with people with intellectual disabilities, or do you cater to everyone?
We work with a lot of young people and people who have an intellectual disability, but we work with any young person with a disability. So we're funded mostly 98% by the NDIS and people's NDIS plans and their funding. So, yeah.
What was it like working with the NDIS, especially initially? I mean, I'm a participant of the NDIS, right? I know what that ends like, but as a provider, what was that like for you? Firstly, getting it started and now continuing to work with them.
Look, it was very difficult at the beginning, but because the goalposts were constantly changing. But at the same time, as difficult as it was, it's because of the NDIS that I'm here, that we're doing this. Because prior to this, you know, we would not have been able, we would have, you know, in the old system, organisations like us wouldn't have been funded by block funding. So so we're here because of the NDIS. I'm massively grateful for the NDIS, even though I'm not short of having a bit of a whinge about it from time to time. But at the same time, these years since the NDIS has come in has provided opportunity for incredible innovation and thinking of new ways of doing things, and that's what I love.
Because in terms of the NDIS, it's a topic of conversation most people don't like talking about. A lot of people give it flack. They just don't. They don't really, I suppose, appreciate it quite like you do, Sue. And it's allowed an opportunity for you to be able to support people to a greater degree, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. This is so much better than what was, what supports were there for clients before, for people before the NDIS came in. And now, you know, we've got these proposed changes to the NDIS with independent assessments. And I've been very vocal in against the independent assessment and against making changes to the NDIS. But I was recently talking to one mum who has a child with autism, and she said to me, "Sue, remember those days before the NDIS, what it was like to parent a child with autism without any support whatsoever?" And she said, "I feel like we're going back there." And that really broke my heart. That really impacted me, because for the first time, a lot of families are getting support that they never had before, and they're really fearful that they're going to lose that now, and that that the supports they had the supports they have now are going to be taken away. And if you think about it from the point of view of the Australian public, care about the NDIS, because everybody knows someone who has a disability. Everybody knows someone. And for that person that you know that has a disability, the NDIS is essential for them to be able to live the life that they want to live and to feel included and to feel supported. So I want everyone to care about the NDIS as much as I do.
That's good. That's really good. On my end, as a participant, I definitely can see the independence. It allows me being included a lot more and given opportunities I wouldn't be having otherwise. My continual rehab and physio and support in that regards, which is my biggest thing in terms of my NDIS, I wouldn't have had that otherwise. And I'm very blessed to have had it. And I'm sure a lot of your clients work like that.
Yeah,
right. They feel the exact same way. Yeah. They wouldn't be able to go to Able 2 had it not happened.
Yeah.
So if someone was curious about Able 2, how could they get in touch with you guys?
We've got our website, which is www.able2.net.au. A lot of people put the com, au. You won't find us. It's .net.au. And we've got a website which is Able 2 as well. Not a website, a Facebook page. Anyone who wants to chat to any of us, just ring the number that's on the website, and we'd be very happy to talk to you.
It sounds like no one's off limits. Any young person in the Blue Mountains region?
And it's not only young people. We've got an early intervention program as well. We've got a lot of clients that we support through support coordination and behaviour support and counselling who are, 26 and above. So really all our group programs are very much focused on young people and youth, but we support clients from 0 to 100 or 65, I think it is.
Wow, so you guys have an even wider range than we guys talk about too.
We've got a broad range of clients and broad range of people that we support.
Guys, I'm honestly, Sue, it's been lovely having you here. It's been really heartwarming for me as well to be able to talk to you quite in quite detail, because I can see, like I said earlier, the heart, the passion, the genuine drive towards supporting these individuals. You have over 400 lucky clients.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
I got to say, it's very heartwarming to hear, and it truly is beautiful. It really is. It is 1 o'clock. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt, here to take you on a short break off onto the next hour. Stay with us, guys.
Thank you, Matt.